This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's parliamentary party meeting discusses government activities. Government to strengthen monitoring of national pride projects. And at least 9 people killed in hotel fire in Indian city of Kolkata. Now the news in detail. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has held a parliamentary party meeting in Simudarbar. The meeting has discussed recent political and parliamentary developments as well as the government's activities. Party ministers also attended the meeting and briefed lawmakers on the government's work. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader Ganesh Parajuli said the informal meeting was called by Party President Ravi Lamisane. The Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation is preparing to strengthen monitoring and coordination of 6 national pride projects under its jurisdiction. Energy Minister Biraj Bhaktasrestha has directed officials to prepare clear action plans and timelines to complete the projects within the next 5 years. The ministry plans to establish an irrigation implementation and monitoring unit to coordinate between project sites and the ministry and regular monitor process. CCTV cameras will also be installed at major construction sites, while an integrated digital dashboard will track physical and financial progress and land acquisition, forest clearance and other key issues. The ministry said an early warning system will be developed to identify delays and take corrective measures promptly. The 6 projects include the Sunkosi Marine Diversion, Beri Bobi Multipurpose, Sikta, Rani Jamara, Kuleria, Mahakali and Bobi Irrigation Projects. Vehicular movement along the Siddharth Highway has been completely disrupted after a landslide blocked the road in Tinau Rural Municipality, Thriyur Palpa. The landslide occurred at around 7 a.m. today, about 100 meters north of the entrance to the Siddhababa Tunnel route from the Palpa side. Deputy Superintendent of Police Bhimlal Bhattarai said efforts are underway to clear the debris and resume traffic. However, continuous landslides are hampering the clearance work. Vehicles traveling between the Tarai and Hilly districts have been stranded. The Council of Ministers is meeting this afternoon. According to Prime Minister Balinder Sahad's press and research expert Deepa Dahal, the meeting will be held at 3 p.m. today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simudarbar. The National Assembly meeting is underway. Minister for Foreign Affairs, the Minister for Law, Justice and Parliament Affairs and the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation are scheduled to respond to lawmakers' questions concerning their respective ministers. The ministers will also respond to questions related to the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Energy. Meanwhile, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Kharak Rajpurwal, is scheduled to present a proposal seeking to refer the bill on liability of domestic aviation to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-by-clause discussion. The Karnali Province Assembly is holding a meeting today with newly appointed Chief Minister Mangal Bahadur Sai scheduled to seek a vote of confidence. Chief Minister Sai has registered a proposal in the Provincial Assembly seeking the vote of confidence. He was appointed Chief Minister on the 20th of July with the support of the CP and UML. However, cabinet expansion has been delayed due to differences among the ruling parties over the allocation of ministerial portfolios. Chief Minister Sai has said he will expand his cabinet after securing the vote of confidence. Professor Dr. Dhundiraj Podel has been appointed chairperson of the Nepal Medical Council. Newly appointed chair, Professor Dr. Podel took the oath of office and secrecy before Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisa Mehta today. He was recently serving as the head of the ENT department at Nepal Medical College in Kolhapur. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 9 people, including a child, have been killed after a massive fire broke out at a hotel in the Indian city of Kolkata in the early hours today. According to Indian media reports, the fire broke out at around 2 a.m. on Free School Street near New Market, one of the city's busiest and most densely polluted areas. The blaze trapped several guests inside the building, prompting a major rescue operation. Around 60 people were rescued from the hotel. According to the fire department, Bangladeshi nationals were among those killed. They had traveled to Kolkata for medical treatment, according to news agency ANI. 9 people, including a minor, were found unconscious and later declared dead at a hospital. Preliminary investigations found that the hotel lacked basic fire safety measures. Kolkata police have registered a case and launched a search for the hotel owner and staff members who are reportedly on the run. U.S. President Donald Trump has delayed imposing a 50% tariff on a wide range of Canadian goods for 3 days as the United States and Canada work to finalize a trade deal. The BBC cited Trump as saying he had posed the tariffs, which were due to take effect on Wednesday, saying the two countries had reached a deal subject to the finalization of documents rather. The announcement came less than 2 hours before the tariffs on nearly $20 billion US dollars worth of Canadian imports were due to come into effect. The United States and Canada have been at an impasse over several issues, including US tariffs on automobiles and a ban by several Canadian provinces on the sale of American liquor. Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney spoke twice this week, while trade negotiators have held intensive talks since July. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions throughout the country. Heavy rainfall has been predicted in a few places of hilly region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gundaki, Karnali and Sudarpasam provinces. Some places in Tarai Belt of Lumbini and Sudarpasam provinces and in Madhis province are likely to have moderate rainfall coupled with thunder and lightning. Some places of Madhis province and Tarai Belt of Koshi province may experience storms. Currently, the monsoon wind is active across the country. The low pressure belt of monsoon is near its average range. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's parliamentary party meeting discusses government activities, government to strengthen monitoring of national pride projects, and at least 9 people killed in hotel fire in Indian city of Kolkata. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal 47. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.